This is our podcast, and today we're talking about what every woman needs to know about catching a man. Our guest today is Steve Nakamoto. He is the author of Men Are Like Fish. This book is packed with universal truths and unique insights about how men fall in love. Let me tell you a little bit about Steve Nakamoto. He's a former communications instructor for Dale Carnegie and Associates and a personal development trainer for peak potential performance expert Anthony Robbins. So this guy has been trained by the best. His seven-year career in the travel industry as a professional and international tour director has also provided countless opportunities to closely observe the social interactions between women and men. His 13-year experience in the retail floral business also gives him a unique perspective on how people play the game of love with flowers, cards, and gifts. He is also the author of the book, Dating Rocks, What Every Woman Needs to Know About Catching a Man. Thank you for speaking to us today, Steve.
Oh, thanks for having me on your show, Dr. Wright.
Listen, the first thing we want to talk about is men are like fish. That is a great metaphor. But what exactly does it mean?
Well, it all started when I noticed that people use fishing words and relationship words together in our language. When they say, she landed a husband, he's a nice catch, there's more fish in the sea, or I hooked up with the right guy. So I thought, well, we're using the metaphor of fishing. So I thought I'd write a book called Fishing for Love. And then a lady once told me, she said, Steve, there's an old proverb that goes, a man chases a woman until she catches him. So I thought about, well, if she's doing the catching, that makes the man the fish. So I thought, well, therefore, the woman is the angler and the man is a fish. So that's another way of looking at it, because normally you think of relationships as this complex thing, and a metaphor is like a one-stop simplifier of concrete ideas. So that's how I came up with that.
Okay, it's an idea that we all can understand and get the comparisons.
The comparisons. A metaphor is you take something that's familiar, which is catching fish, with something really complex, like that. So that's how I have to admit, Dr. Wright, some people don't get it. I get emails, I don't get your book. Well, I said, well, okay.
We have to arrange a nice fishing trip for you.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Understand exactly what I'm talking about. One day of fishing.
I'm going to have to do the cartoon edition of this.
Yes, that's it. Now, you talk about women using the fishing rod. What is the fishing rod?
Well, the fishing rod, there's different parts of this. That's part of the equipment. And the fishing rod is essentially having your self-confidence, knowing what's the most important thing. So it's your self-esteem, self-confidence, loving yourself first. So that's where everything starts. In fact, when I'm doing advising people online, a lot of it goes back to just something basic like that, because if you don't love yourself, how can you expect other people to love you?
And that is an issue with women. We have to make sure our self-esteem is where it's supposed to be.
Yeah, and it seems like it's more of an issue with women than men. Men seem to get their emotional needs filled more through achievement. So they feel significant. So that's not in place of love, but it makes them feel better about what they've done. And so they don't have quite the issues that women do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You also talk about women need to make sure that their bait is powerful. And what are some of the things that a woman can do? Because men and women think so differently. Sometimes we're thinking like a woman, and we can't figure out what are men thinking.
Yeah. Well, bait is in fishing is what you put out there and what it attracts. And so the more attractive the bait, the more fish you'll attract. But also the bait you put out there attracts different fish. So there's a sexy element. I call it like talent. That's a physical appearance, femininity. Lots of it is voice qualities. And
In other words, not having a whiny voice, but having a more mellow voice.
Yeah, you attract on a sensory, physical level. So that's part of it. So in Orange County, where I live, that's a major part of it for younger people. But with that are things that have to do with self-confidence, which would be confidence, your ability to have charm, conversational charm, and common sense, and also a certain sexual intrigue. That's what you call like having a lot of game. Because,
okay.
Yeah, that's a personality that captures a man's attention.
Okay.
And then aside from that, there's things about the heart and the character. Heart would be warmth and kindness, ability to listen, laugh and enjoy yourself. And characters being responsible, honest, not flaky, being able to handle adversity, not being too dramatic, and just having basic stability.
Basic stability is good. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about the sexual intrigue. That seems to be something that a lot of products are coming at us that, you know, the products will give you that. Is that where a woman can get it from, investing in products?
Well, she needs to back it up by being the person, too. But,
okay.
yeah, there's a sexy element to it. Sexiness is actually more of an attitude. But sometimes people, women have trouble having an attitude if they don't look that way. So, I mean, there are things like with your skin and your hair and the choice of attire. There's things to highlight, things not to highlight. And there are certain colors and fabrics and different things that make a woman look and, most importantly, feel her best. So,
yep.
So those are things. And then there's a certain way, a way of being feminine about things that's very attractive.
Okay. And not trying to be so much one of the guys, but actually playing up the fact that you are a woman.
Right. And that's one of the challenges, because a woman needs multiple roles. A man sometimes can be the same kind of guy at business and in his social life, be a dominant type, whereas a woman being an alpha type is probably most to lead an organization as an entrepreneur, say, but it may not be the same strategy. She needs to dial it down a notch or two in the social world.
In the social world, okay.
Yeah, dial it down a notch. She doesn't have to completely, because there's actually a certain type of men that like an aggressive woman or a certain woman.
Again, it's about the bait attracting certain people.
Right, and you want the more attractive, the more choices you have. So it's about choices.
Okay. Now, you also tell women to let go of the one that got away.
Oh, yeah. That was a big one for me personally. But that's called the fish story, let go. The big one that got away is sometimes when a fish, we're talking about fishing, gets away, we overrate the size. it gets bigger and bigger the further we are from it. So we remember all the great things and forget the reasons why a relationship didn't work. And a guy that doesn't love a woman can't be that valuable.
Okay, so we just really, the bottom line is if he wasn't in love with you, he wasn't that big of a fish or that great of a catch in the first place.
Yeah, you have to minus some points, shrink some inches if he doesn't love you back. And not loving you back could be, sometimes they don't appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and a fish becomes bigger if he appreciates you and likes you. So it's not just the way the guy looks or what he seems, it's also his reaction to you.
Okay.
Yeah, the gift he gives back to you.
That's very important. I love that. We can just take that section and pass it around. That would help everybody.
Oh, yeah. We all have it in many different areas of our life, but, yeah, that's true.
Okay. Now, you advise women to take up the slack with small talk, and I think some women are afraid of being too talkative because, we hear the jokes about, she never shuts up.
Yeah, the blabbermouth. Well, yeah, one of the things for – this is a part of my Dale Carnegie training especially, is to be brief. You don't want to have long, uninterrupted stories. And if you do have to tell a story, it's good to preface it. Say, I've got a quick story. Do you have a moment? Something like that. You do it in sales a lot of times. You realize that you can only talk so long without involving your audience. So I say, have something good to say. Learn to say it well, say it with the proper emotion. Learn the kind of things you shouldn't say, particularly on your first couple meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Most of your focus on listening. I think you want to make it a kind of a balanced thing. And then also monitor your volume and tone control so it's for good listening. So that's, again, one of the sensory things, the audio channel. Make sure that you speak at a speed that's enjoyable, different pitch, different rhythm, different speed, those things.
and be able to change it and understand what's going on in that particular environment.
Right, with that person, under those circumstances, and to seek the balance, because you want to involve the other person too. So you have to watch your audience. If they're fidgeting and not paying attention, it's not working, so you kind of have to change it.
So really be alert and really watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love what you have in your book called The Principles of Highly Elusive Men. So I'd love to go over each one of those.
Oh, okay.
Now, number one, you say highly elusive men love the chase.
Yeah, that's part of the habits that they have. The men love to chase, but it's up to the woman to catch. So for a woman has to know her role and to play it well. So throw out your bait, make him catch, but he's got to be pursuing you. If he's not pursuing you, he's not interested. So you don't want to be chasing him. You'll scare him away. So that's just a basic principle to keep in mind.
And do you think that's a really hard one for women to get? It's like if he's not pursuing you, just move on to the next one?
For some, yeah. Very assertive women have, you know, if they're in sales or in some other thing, they're conditioned to going for what they want. They can go for what they want, but it needs to be in the perception that the man is chasing. So she positions herself. And she may make the first move for a shy guy, but it's important that she gauges his movement toward her.
Okay.
I hope that makes sense.
That makes total sense. That makes total sense. Number two, you say highly elusive men seek the most attractive bait first.
Yeah, that's important to know. It's relative. You know, in the short term, the woman that has the most talent and game, which I talked about earlier, usually wins. But over time, the heart and character shows up. So a woman needs to make her, like we said, the bait as attractive as possible. So it's important that she be outstanding at something and not really poor at anything. But that's what, if you're poor at something, it might scare them away. But have something, you have to win with your strength. So you have to develop some sort of strength in how you look, how you move, how you interact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you say highly elusive men fall off the hook easily.
Well, this is, when we say highly elusive men, these are the men that we call the big fish. They're the ones that women want the most. So their attention spans are short, and they also have lots of choices, not just in women, but in other activities, because they're probably, if they're really a big fish, I'm sure work is a big part of their life.
Right.
So in order to get their attention, you've got to you have to be kind of special. So that's
and you have to really bring almost the level of satisfaction that, again, you talked about earlier, that they're getting from accomplishment in their work.
Yeah, yeah. So they and so the smart, I call the enlightened angler, needs to know that. But they fall off the hook easily means you can't be boring. So be good at the small talk.
Okay. Highly elusive men get spooked easily. And again, perhaps are you talking about our faults? Or are you talking about?
Spooked easily. Spooking is a thing in fishing where it's the slightest move scares a fish. Slightly, anything that's unnatural. And without explanation. So like if, here's a typical thing. On a first date, a woman's trying real hard and the man to be nice to each other and they're at dinner. And then the woman makes a big scene at the table and is mad at the waiter and is real rude to him. And then she proceeds to be really sweet to the guy she's with. Well, he notices that and that kind of spooks him away.
Mm-hmm.
That you know, some of these things are like even economic, like people feel uncomfortable. Like if she's driving a clunker or lives in a dump or something like that, her dress is really sloppy. He might see that, and she might not be like that all the time. I'm referring to dressing sloppy,
mm-hmm.
but he might like, you know, that's not the right time to do that in the beginning.
Right. I know a lot of women who don't try to pick up at the gym because they know that that's not their best time of looking. They're there to work out, and they want to look more attractive than that.
Yeah, and then some of these things, spooking, they're not good or bad. They're just weird things. Like you watch Seinfeld, same thing. Like Seinfeld, the woman had huge hands. Or the woman who wouldn't laugh. She just said, oh, that's funny. So that's weird when somebody has, like, no sense of humor.
Okay.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Sense of humor is quite important in dating, I think.
Yeah. Or here's one, there's one more I'll just say, that women, like, if she has too many cats running around the house.
Well, more than one is probably too
yeah,
many.
Yeah, so guys don't like cats too much. And so they go over there, and there's cats calling over, and you just go, and you just don't go back. And she would never know why, but the explanation is they get spooked.
Okay, just too many cats.
Yeah.
Most people, that cat, they have that cat smell they don't know about. I have one person that I know, she does have a lot of cats, just dogs, cats, and everything, family and everything, but her house is the cleanest smelling house ever, but she's the only person I know that was able to do that.
Oh, yeah.
Words of the wise. Mm-hmm. Okay. You also say highly elusive men fear the net.
Oh, yeah. Well, fearing the net is being caught. They won't, fishy man is not desperate, because there are some people that just, I got to get married. I got to find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no matter what, I just got to get married, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones who have choices, they're going to fear the net because they don't want to be committed to someone they're not sure is the one. So a woman has to realize that some men, after a while, are a little bit commitment phobic because they're just, they've gotten so used to saying no at that point. So I just say that they have to play a man into the net. So you have to play, you have to cut him some slack, reel him in slowly, you know, and all these things, and you actually have to convince them that being in the net, which is being married, and is much better than swimming along aimlessly in their lives. So that's just the part, because women sometimes just say, "I got him hooked, I got him,"
mm-hmm.
and that's not really true. There's a lot can go wrong between falling in love and getting married.
Okay. Like you said, they can fall off the hook easily.
Yeah.
Okay. And this one I was really surprised to see on the list. Highly elusive men will die after being caught.
Yeah. They, unfortunately, this is kind of an American man kind of thing, is they make the woman the object of their desire. And once they've got her, they check that off their list. Okay, I got that. Now I'm going to go work harder. I got to do this. I'm going to hang out with my buddies. And so a woman's very confused because he's chasing so hard in the romantic infatuation phase.
Okay.
And then it gets into the part where he feels all stable. Then men get lazy. I know that from being a florist, because we used to have people with their sweetheart, and then we'd get their wedding order. And then they disappear.
Then no more flowers.
Yeah,
ever.
No more flowers. And then...
Maybe when the baby comes, you get the one order, huh?
Yeah. Oh, I see this one guy over again. So I got divorced. So he's out there again. So the men only try, you know, they die romantically.
Okay. Sad but true. That is such a great insight. I think that women will really benefit from this. Your books are available on Amazon.com?
Yeah, both of them, Men Are Like Fish and Dating Rocks. Amazon's the best because they have the 32% discount. And if you buy, like, two books, there's no shipping charge.
Okay.
And there's also, believe it or not, on Amazon, there's less handling of the book. When they're in the bookstores, you know, people...
Yeah, we all try to read. We try to read and get all the goodies out.
Yeah, they should be called used books. You know?
Well, it is so great to have you. Thank you so much. Also, tell us about your website.
It's menarelikefish.com. You spell it out, menarelikefish.com. Or Dating Rocks, datingrocks.com. And I have other books I recommend.